This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. As President Trump resists using the full range of his executive powers to address the shortage in medical supplies, like masks, many regular citizens are offering to hand-sew them. But some Western Massachusetts hospitals are wary of using them. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
Across the country, people are organizing drives to sew masks at home and offering them to hospitals and other institutions. Cooley Dickinson Hospital in Northampton has drop-in hours for mask donations and even sent out links to do-it-yourself instructions on YouTube.
And I'm going to sew towards the front. I'm going to flip this open, and I'm going to lay the elastic in there.
Caitlin Carvalho of Northampton is a part-time clothing maker. She has a large stock of t-shirt material that she's converted into 100 fabric masks so far, but she can't promise they meet medical standards.
People are like, oh, it's going to be a false sense of protection, a false sense of security. And I don't want that to be the case. But I also feel like, I mean, literally, there's some people are like, they're sending doctors to the ER and saying, wear a bandana on your face.
The Centers for Disease Control lists handmade masks and bandanas as a last resort during the COVID-19 crisis. While Cooley Dickinson is accepting both medical-grade and homemade masks, the hospital says it's not yet sure how or when the home-sewn ones will be used. Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield says it has enough masks on hand and is not accepting handmade ones until getting guidance from public health officials. And at Bay State Health in Springfield, CEO Mark Kerouac says,
I'd certainly encourage anyone who's able to donate appropriate materials to do so to your local hospital.
But at Bay State, that does not currently include hand-sewn masks, just medical-grade ones. Kerouac says the hospital is working with local companies to make more high-quality masks and other supplies.
There's been a tremendous amount of ingenuity and can-do attitude among the manufacturing community, and we're very happy to see that because some of these supplies are in short supply and everyone across the nation is competing for them.
But he says it's hard to know how long supply will keep up with demand. So volunteers continue to sew ad hoc masks, not just for hospitals, but for homeless shelters, nursing homes, and other settings where people could use more personal protection. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.